Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Welcome back to the pod. We are recording this episode just a little early because Danielle has some fun things going on this weekend. Yes. So we didn't want to stress about it and just wanted to get this episode out there. So do you want to share your update? So
yes.
Everyone knows what you're doing.
Just got back from Santa Barbara last night and we are leaving tomorrow. Which is going to be Tuesday for Chicago. We're staying in Chicago for the week and going to Lollapalooza. And if you guys didn't know, Lollapalooza is a 4-day music festival. So it is pretty long and they definitely spread out all the good performers for every single day. So we're going to pop in and out every day of the festival. So that will be fun. But yes, going to be in Chicago this week. I'm currently trying to plan some outfits. They're definitely a lot more chill, like very chill compared to Coachella. Like one of the outfits, it's like a big oversized t-shirt. So I'm excited.
Cute.
And just like cargo.
Fun. Who are you looking forward to seeing anyone? Who are they having? Like, is it better than Coachella vibes?
It's different. There's some of the same ones. Like SZA is there, The Killers. Josh is really excited for The Killers. Hozier. Chapel Roan. I'm like so excited for Chapel Roan.
Oh wait, can you tell me where did she come from?
Like I'm obsessed. What? And so is Josh.
Well, I feel like everyone is all of a sudden obsessed. Like she randomly just popped up, or was that like random to
okay
me?
So like no, like, it was random. Like it was kind of crazy. There's like this statistic for some reason in February, I think that's when she released Good Luck Babe, that song just absolutely popped off. She like tripled in numbers like literally overnight, and like no one, I don't know, it was kind of crazy. I feel like people are discovering her music though. Her music, she's literally like the next Lady Gaga. Like it's crazy, she sounds just like her, she's very out there. One of her songs just sounds exactly like Lady Gaga to me. It's super graphic. Wait, super graphic, ultra modern girl. That's what it's called. But she's very pop vibes. She is just so talented. Her voice is insane. And she said that she like just took her first voice lesson like this year. Like she just like has this insane voice.
So did she just come on the scene like this year? Like this is a very like
no,
recent
she's,
thing, or has she had music out for like 10 years?
Yeah, she's been like, at it for a long time. And randomly.
Okay, honestly, respect.
Yeah, she, oh my God, her story is so interesting, like honestly. But yeah, she's been at it for a long time. And she started working with Olivia Rodrigo's producer and they just created magic with this album. So it's crazy.
So then the one song came out and then she just like blew up on TikTok?
The one song came out, she was blowing up, and then people like actually gave her album a listen. And I feel like a lot of people were like, oh my God, she is so good. Because she has like a very, I think like what it was also was her original fan base was more toward like queer people. That was like her community. And then I think like people outside of that community started listening to her music and they're like, wait, what the hell, this is amazing, like it's giving Gaga. And so like her fan base just like grew and grew and grew. And so it's funny now because when she signed on for these festivals she wasn't as big, and so now all of the festivals she's signed to, they literally have to move her set. Like she had to switch with Kesha and I think she's like on the main stage because
Kesha got bumped?
Yeah, like that's like really sad for Kesha, but like she, like they can't have her at these small stages. And it happened at like a festival a few months ago where they didn't move her set, and it was the biggest crowd of the entire weekend, bigger than Ed Sheeran, who was the last day performer. Like her crowd was even bigger than his. Out of every single performer, she had the biggest crowd, and like it was overflowing. It was absolutely insane. And so like now all the festivals she has already committed to, they literally have to accommodate and move her to like the main stage and try to move her time. Like it's, yeah, it's crazy. So I'm very excited for that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, that's really cool for her, honestly.
Yeah. There's a lot of artists, honestly. I kind of like am blanking on a lot of them, but there's just so many because there's 4 days. So.
Yeah.
Oh, Tate McRae's
well,
going.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun. She's also popping
like her
too.
Dance. I can't wait to see her dancing. Yeah, there's a lot of pop girlies. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Cute. I'm trying to think if I have any updates. I just honestly am thriving in being low-key, staying home, like not doing much.
Honestly, just love. Those are like my favorite
really,
weeks.
Really resting, honestly, because I feel like we went really hard for like Coachella / Stagecoach. Then I got sick in between that, so that was like rough. And then like New York for the 4th of July. So now it's just nothing until our European trip. So I'm just resting and it's been so nice. So I feel like I've been watching a lot of TV and I'm so sad you didn't watch Love Island USA because
everyone is about it. You can say your thoughts and maybe if anyone also listened, they can chime
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm normally a UK girly, but this year everyone was talking about USA. So I was like, okay, I'll watch it. Like everyone's obsessed. I have to see what's going on. And I truly don't know how these producers like pick these cast members, but I feel like they're really good at it. Or like maybe this year they had a new one. I don't know what happened, but they got like such good people on. And I just feel like it was so, honestly, it was so good. But the only thing is like, they had people also not from USA. Like they had a couple Australians and a couple people from the UK be on the USA show. So I feel like that helps for sure. Like the accents really, I think, draw people in. So they're like, okay, let's bring these people on. So I think that helped. And then I don't even know, like you should, honestly, you should just listen to Call Her Daddy. Because she had these people, like, dang, they landed from coming home from the show and immediately podcasts. They are all over the podcasts. Like,
I saw
Rob
that on her
went
podcast,
on Call Her Daddy
yeah.
first, and then Leah went on second. And Leah is just so funny. It's just so hilarious. Like, I feel like you could watch, like, 3 or 4 episodes of Love Island and get the gist of it. Like, you could watch the beginning episode where everyone couples that. Up. And then you watch the Casa, but maybe like watch 1 to 2 episodes in Casa more, like maybe like once they go to Casa or like the one before they like do the recoupling. And then the episode where they recouple coming back from Casa. And then of course the episode after that, cause that's all the drama and the fallout. Mm-hmm. And then like the last episode to see who wins and who's left and whatnot. But I feel like the cast was so good and they all kind of went through their relationship troubles, and I don't know, the girls were just like besties and it was just so cute. And then Leah is just so funny with her one-liners. You've probably seen TikToks of her like saying all the shit she says. Like, she's just so funny. And then Call Her Daddy was so funny too. So
love that
you could like honestly get the gist of it.
Yeah, I know, I saw that she did episodes with them and I was like, dang, this is like all everyone's talking about, so this was probably
huge. I feel like that's huge.
Yeah,
you just like come back and all of a sudden you're immediately on. But it is interesting because Leah is from Calabasas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, she has lived that LA life, she's probably like used to these circles. Like, very interesting for sure. But it was a really, really good season. So, and I feel like no one's talking about UK this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's really interesting because usually it's flipped and most people are talking about UK, but I guess USA did it this year. So good for them. And also, side note on that too, randomly, I feel like also no one is talking about is Too Hot to Handle came out this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the season that's filmed at the villa that I got married at.
Ooh, oh my gosh, have you watched it?
So I kind of want to watch, no, not yet. I want to watch a little bit of it just to see how they transformed the villa, because when we were there, they were telling us how they completely made it look so different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's also out too. So I want to
watch
just
to see it
the
too.
Villa. But yeah, so while I'm at home, I am watching all the shows, the Olympics, all the good stuff. So
amazing.
That's what I've been up to, just low-key girly, and I like it. So yeah, okay, what's your current influence of the week?
My current influence is I'm loving all the summer nail trends. I feel like everyone is doing something a little bit different. I've seen like this ombre style a lot of girls are doing. I've seen like seashell nails that are really cute.
Yeah, so cute.
And then what I got recently was yellow, like pastel yellow, which I'm seeing a lot of yellow nails too. I think it's so cute on your nails though. I don't think I can do it on my toes because I'm like, you don't want yellow toenails. Like that kind of grosses me out a little bit. But yeah, so on my fingernails, I got this pastel yellow and then I got like some fruit. I feel like fruit is really trendy on nails right now. So I got like pink strawberries and cherries and it's really cute. I also love seeing people are doing like 3D fruit or like 3D art on their nails and stuff. And I feel like that's really cute too. But yeah, I love seeing all the summer nail trends. I couldn't really think of another influence. So that's what I got for this week since I just got my nails done. What is your influence of the week?
Okay, I also feel like I can't really think of anything at the moment. I'm like trying not to be shopping a lot, trying to save money. So I guess I am so excited. I started earlier, but now I'm getting really excited for the outfits that I've been saving for the South of France mm-hmm. trip. I feel like it's going to be just
so exciting,
so fun and cute. And I'm really excited for my outfits and just outfits for Paris in general. So yeah, I'm really excited because our Paris Airbnb is in such good location. Mm-hmm. We're so close to the Louvre and I feel like it's gonna make shooting content even easier.
Yeah,
because I feel like we're in that area a lot, so it'll be like so easy to just do some outfits, go back, change, do some more outfits, run around. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I'm really excited for those outfits and I started stocking up, saving inspo and starting to plan. So that is my current influence of the week.
Love that.
But this week's episode, you guys, we just thought there are just so many Instagram updates lately. We thought we would just do a whole episode on it. I feel like it's so hard to keep up these days. It's like something new is constantly being rolled out and some things are interesting and I feel like some things are just kind of like, why?
Yeah, some of these, you guys, you're going to be like, truly, what the heck?
You're going to, yeah. So, yeah, I think this will be a really interesting episode because I feel like, too, when we were creating this list, some of these things I didn't even know about. So I'm going to go through and explore myself. But some of it just seems unnecessary. I don't know. It's a lot. It's giving Instagram, it's doing the most right now, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. So we'll just dive into it and kind of share our thoughts on the features and just some notes about them, if they're new and how they work and whatnot. So the first one is how you can post a note on posts now. And this is truly just the weirdest thing to me. I don't know. Like I'm just like confused because I'm like, how is this different than a comment? And then we were doing research on it and apparently they only last for 3 days. So like if you leave a note on a post, it doesn't even stay there. And then also only the people you follow back can see it. So not even everyone can even see this note that you're leaving. And then if you leave a note on an account that doesn't have the feature yet, they won't see the note. So they have no idea that people could be leaving notes on their post.
Yeah.
And they don't see it. I don't know if you get a notification or not. Like, this is just like, it's giving those like statuses above in like the messages or like whatever. Like it's giving that.
Yeah, I feel like the only possible thing I can think of that this could like be a benefit for is we were looking at this the other day and like you said, only the people that, so this is what we think and we don't know if this is true. It says the people that follow you will see the post sometimes if you leave a note on it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So I'm thinking maybe it
If someone follows you,
yeah,
but they follow the account that you leave the note on, it'll show up in their feed because you left the note. And I feel like that's happened to me
because I've seen that.
Okay, I've seen someone's post and I'm like, wait a second, I don't follow these people, this person. And then I look and someone I do follow left a note.
So I feel like this is could potentially be a way for you maybe to get more views on your post, get more reach. Like maybe that's the point of it. I'm not really sure because, yeah, if that happened on your feed, then maybe there's more potential for reach if people are leaving notes.
But then it's like, okay, so everyone's going to start leaving notes. So then I'm going to start seeing a bunch of random people I don't follow in my feed. Like, what is the point?
Yeah, I'm super curious how this plays out. And also, I'm wondering, do they like take away features if they don't perform? I mean, I guess they did that with the shop.
Now that you say that, I think they took away pinned comments. Can you still pin a comment?
Yeah, you can still. I think so. I think.
I don't think I can pin a comment.
Huh.
I think I went to do that like last week or something. And
I can pin comments.
Tagged a brand or something.
I have a pin.
And I wanted to pin their comment and there was no pin option.
Okay, I can still pin comments. That's weird. I just checked.
Interesting. Hmm. Okay, so maybe that's a me
problem. I mean, they took away the affiliate shop feature, but that wasn't really a benefit for Instagram. Like, they were kind of just giving us the money. Yeah. But, interested to see how this goes.
I personally don't think this is going to stick. Like, I just feel like if the note's not permanent, it lasts for 3 days, who is going to leave a note and a comment?
Yeah,
I'm not doing
right.
Both. You know,
like, yeah, I'm curious comment. Like what the strategy here is. And also it's kind of weird that you can like it clogs like the first photo, like it's like you can see icons of a note like right. on the first post. And so yeah, I don't know, maybe it's for reach, don't really know. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, stay tuned on that. Okay, interesting. So the next one is, I don't know if this is just me, but when I go to post a story now, the font, the color, everything's kind of like at the bottom of the screen. And now whenever I start typing, it always has the default font first.
And it's like that ugly
font. And then
font.
Like, yes. And I use the font that's literally the last one. So anytime I type something, I have to scroll all the way to the end to select that one. And I'm like, I don't understand why it's just not remembering the last font I used and then like sticking with that. Like every single time it goes back to the default. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, I don't have autocorrect on stories anymore. So if you type something wrong, it doesn't fix it. Like it just leaves it. And it's really pissing me off.
Interesting.
Like when TikTok didn't have the autocorrect, I'm just like, why? Oh, maybe I still don't. Maybe I got used to it. I don't know. But I'm just like, why do you not have autocorrect? Like, this makes no sense to me. So if you type on your stories now and like say you're using the word your with an apostrophe and you don't type it in, it won't put it. Like, it just leaves it. Or if you just spell a word wrong, like
interesting.
Nothing. And I don't like that at all. Like, I just don't understand.
I know. I see people talking about on threads. The whole font thing on Instagram on stories, and it's like, happening. I thought it was a glitch, but then I saw it on there and I was like, oh, okay. Also, like, really quick, speaking of stories, we talked about this in another episode, but I feel like this isn't super new, but I feel like it's newer to popping off is the add yours stories. I feel like those have been around and now creators are finally realizing that boosts your story views a lot. So just a PSA, if you guys see like a viral, not like a very used ad yours that creators are using,
I would
hop on it.
I would definitely say use the ones with the bigger yeah. numbers. Like I've tried both and I feel like the one that I tried that was like really small that had less than 1,000 did absolutely nothing okay. for me.
Good.
So I feel
know.
Like you have to use the ones that are like, I don't know, for me, probably I would look for like 100,000 or more.
Yeah.
Even like the million ones I feel like are really good. So
it's just, they're hard to find. That's the only thing. They're hard to find.
You can't like search them.
There's a lot of accounts that are like for add your stickers, but they're never like the cool ones. Like they're always like very small ones. So I'm trying to find because, okay, you guys, this is a little tip. If you have sponsored stories that you have to post, like finding or using one of these add yours stories are really helpful for like getting more eyes on your stories and like better insights for a campaign if you're trying to impress the brand or anything. But yeah, they're kind of hard to find. I am currently looking for one.
yeah, so definitely interesting. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is definitely like a come and go type of situation. I don't think it's gonna last forever, so it's kind of like hop on it while you can vibes. Yes. But yeah, so that's for stories and the fonts being weird and whatnot. Okay. The next one is you can now quote unquote edit a carousel post. And okay, so you can't technically edit your post, but I guess if you can like, I have not tried this cause I'm way too scared, but you can like delete your post and then restore it and you can reorder your carousel.
Yeah, I've done this. Yeah, I've done this like three times.
Have you changed the first photo?
I've changed the first photo.
Interesting.
But
like how long after you post?
Oh, I won't do it unless it's like, I mean, it every time
and
that I've
why?
Done it.
What was your thought
every time
process?
I've done it, one time I really didn't like the lighting and it was pissing me off. Like I just, you know, those times where you're like, I just don't think I chose the right photo.
Like that one time I posted a photo and it was like green and I was like,
so it is really nice to change it. Like didn't see a difference. Not like it popped off again, but I kind of liked another photo to be like as the cover on my feed.
And how long did you do this?
It was like 2 or 3 days. Like maybe 3 days.
Okay,
like I'm not
later.
Trying to do it. Okay. I feel like maybe I've done it. No, I'm not trying to do it like less than one or two days. But yeah, I think this is really a cool feature. I've deleted I deleted a photo from a carousel. One time it randomly duplicated a photo and then I was able to delete it.
Oh, when it does the black square thing?
No, one time it randomly duplicated it, but for that, I am waiting for the option to add in a photo to a carousel. Like, I just think that would be such a cool feature because there's been so many times where I forget something that I really wanted to add in, but also on the times where it just like randomly duplicates everything. And then if you don't want to take the full post down and then repost it, it would be really nice if you can just like delete all the duplicates and then re-add your photos.
Okay. Not that that's going to happen to me again, but if that happens to me again, I'll try that and test it out.
Yeah, it's just so that you would lose your and whole I just don't... carousel, which is annoying.
Wait, what do you
like
mean?
Like if they're all like black square, because it happens for like all of them, right? Or just a few.
Right. Or like,
because
yeah,
then you
say
only
like some
have
are black squares, some are duplicates.
If you were like deleting the black squares.
But can't you change it?
No, you can't change it.
Oh, you can only reorder.
You can only delete a photo. You can't like do anything else.
So you can delete and reorder.
No, okay.
From what I
saw. So you sent me something that says you can reorder. Yeah. I haven't done that. I've literally only
deleted the girl was saying she was really indecisive. So like changing the order.
I think she might be talking about because once you delete something, it just goes to the next photo.
Right.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the reorder thing, but I've done it. So like now when I'm creating a carousel, I'll always have like a just in case photo as my second photo because I don't see the reorder option. But if I wanted to take out the first photo and if I just feel like, darn, I did not choose the right number one photo, then I'll go on to number two. So my number two is the backup just in case I want to reorder it.
But then, so you just lose the first photo.
You lose it completely, which like, kind of is just sad. Out. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. I think there could be some more development on this. This could be a really cool feature. So these are things that I wish Instagram would spend time on. Things like this. Okay, cool. So the next one is apparently there is going to be something that is equivalent to a super like, basically. And like, I just, like, I don't get the point Hinge? Of this or like what it does.
Isn't that what you do and like on dating apps?
Right. But like, are you going to have to pay for like these super likes and then you can only do it once per day? So what is the benefit of using my super like on someone?
Yeah, my thought is like, I wonder if this is trying to be geared toward dating, like someone sliding in as a super like. I don't know because
and then
like,
are you going to be able to see if someone uses their super like on you? They're going to be like, oh, she styled what super yes, like 100%. Your story.
Like you're probably in my head, like you're probably gonna be the number one view and like it's gonna have like the heart, but like probably with a circle or something. And my only thought, like, okay, yes, if you really like something.
And why do you only get one a day?
I know. That's why I'm like, is this geared toward like dating? Maybe Instagram's trying to like offer a little bit of that onto their platform.
Like flirting,
or maybe maybe it's a good way to get the attention of like a creator you absolutely love, but like they have so many followers and like they don't really notice you. Like maybe it's a
Hannah
good way
Schomburg,
to get noticed.
I'm about to be super
like maybe. And honestly, that kind of is like cool. Like if you notice someone consistently super liking your stuff, like maybe you're going to reach out to them and be like, hey, thank you. I don't know.
Right, but that's very
interesting. Like, never would have thought of this idea for them to like implement. But
yeah, there's not too many details on it yet, but it sounds interesting. Again, don't know the purpose or the benefit or the reason, so we will see.
Yeah,
we will see. Okay. Moving on to the next one, which I think could be cool, is you can use 20 songs per Instagram reel now. So it's like basically saying like, oh, you can't pick a trending audio.
Pick two.
Now you don't have to. You can use 20.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
But I don't know.
That is so interesting.
But then it's like, okay, say if you post something and say you're cutting up the audio and shortening it and then you're using 20 audios, is that 20 different audios or is that your original audio?
No, I feel like it's going to be added to and like maybe this is like a way to get your reel noticed, but like I feel like it's going to have all the audios in it and like you're going to be on all the pages.
On every single
that
one
you use, that you use, but I can't really, like, I feel like it would sound messy if you're using, like, three audios.
Right. Well, I think they're just lined up behind each other. So say your video's 2 minutes long, but the audio you pick is, like, 8 seconds and then 20 seconds. And then, like, each audio is, like, different. You know what I mean?
Like, imagine that.
But the thing
sound.
Is for me.
Like, all together.
Yeah. The thing is for me is, I would love for audios to have like a replay option. Like say your reel is 30 seconds long and the audio is 10 seconds. I wish it would just replay like three times so that you could just have like, you know how some of the audios are short and it's just like simple audios, yeah. but it's like you can't tell when they're replaying. I see.
Yeah.
Like if they just like continued to replay on your video. So if like say the audio is 6 seconds and your reel is 9 seconds, just loop back and play it again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Maybe now with this, you can kind of do that. So maybe you can add the same audio 3 times so that you can use the audio. I don't know. I really haven't run into this because I feel like I don't post super long reels. And if they are a vlog style / longer reel, then I'm using kind of like an aesthetic background sound. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not needing 20 different reels.
Yeah.
Also, how long is your video?
Like, I'm interested to see if this is something that you can use as a strategy to reach more people, like by being on trending audios. I'm not sure. I can't really understand like what the actual point would be other than that for creators. But 20 is also a really big number. It is for like the vlogger girlies that are like talking, and then it's like, I don't know, maybe they're trying to promote longer videos, and so it's like the top, like a YouTube video where you have like different audio. I don't know.
Okay, definitely interesting, has potential for sure. I like having options and having the availability to do something if I want to do something, so I like it for that reason. Mm-hmm. Okay, next one I feel like is another really cool feature is basically Adam Mosseri. I think he's like the head of Instagram. I don't know his exact title. He recently announced that you'll be able to retrospectively add a collaborator to your post. So previously, like when you did a collaborator post, whether it's with your friends or with a brand, mm-hmm. you had to make sure you added the collaborator at the beginning. And then if you posted without doing that, unfortunately, you couldn't go back and add it in. So if you were supposed to do the collaboration with the brand and then you mm-hmm. didn't, now you don't have to delete and re-upload. You can retrospectively add a collaborator, which I feel like this is one of those things where it's just kind of common sense. Like, it just makes sense for it to be this way, and it's kind of weird that it didn't start out this way.
Yeah. I know.
I guess.
I know. I definitely agree with you. It is kind of weird that it didn't start out that way, especially because you can retroactively add a paid partnership label with a brand. So,
right.
Yeah, random, but, like, good. I feel like should have been a thing to begin with, but right. Yeah.
So
good to know.
I feel like it's a cool feature, especially for collaborations and like not having to delete and repost, because I feel like that's truly like the bane of our existence.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, now we have that feature, which is great. And I feel like it's cool too, because you can also add multiple collaborators. Mm-hmm. It's not just one anymore. So, again, love having the option, the flexibility and the availability to do something if I want to. And I feel like that kind of falls under the category. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one. Okay. Next one is Instagram is now offering best practices for reels. So I feel like if you're newer to the platform or you're kind of jumping into video content, this could be really cool and just implementing whatever best practices they're suggesting. I feel like sometimes I'll go in and see what they're suggesting, and I feel like it's pretty basic stuff, and I feel like they suggest trending audios too, so this has potential. I feel like this could be good for some people. Like, I feel like it doesn't hurt in any way mm-hmm. to have it.
Yeah. I think I've seen this, like it's always a pop-up saying like your reel isn't best optimized, I don't know, and then it gives you some like key stuff to do, but I haven't really looked at it. I think they're kind of focusing on SEO, but I need to look at it again. But yeah. I feel like it's good for like people starting out,
and I feel like it just also gives insights into what potentially Instagram is going to push in terms of content. So if you're going through a lull or a slow period, maybe go and do some research in there and just see what they're talking about, and maybe trying to implement some of those strategies. Mm-hmm. maybe just to help, because I feel like a lot of the times we've seen when Instagram releases new features or suggests new things, they tend to push the accounts that are kind of at the beginning of doing it and using whatever. So that's a good place to check for that. And then the next one, I feel like we know this, but again, Adam Mosseri posted a video on his Instagram basically confirming it. And I feel like when he posts a video, it kind of legitimizes things. Like, I don't know, kind of maybe question mark.
Yeah, I would say so.
At least it gives us something to work with, you know, whereas like some people are like, oh yeah, no one knows, the algorithm does this, you know, like when he actually says something, we're like, okay, this is a thing. So recently he said that sends, and we have talked about this, sends are the, like, I guess the most important metric these days, I would say, just so that it encourages you to create content that users would want to send to their friends or post on their own account. So I think we said shares, sends. What's the difference?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I think it's the same.
But yeah, so it used to be saves. Like, you wanted people to save your content. I feel like they were really, really focusing on that. And I still feel like saves are
probably number two,
a big player in engagement. Yeah, for sure. But now they're just really saying that sends are the most important metric because your content is shareable. People are wanting to send it to their friends.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I go in and look, my reels that have the most sends have the most engagement.
Yeah,
so it is aligning. So that's also really interesting, but it makes sense completely. And I feel like that's like a smart metric. Although I feel like I've never had a brand ask me to be like, oh, what are your sends?
I know. I've never had a brand ask that either. I feel like it's, I guess, should be reflective of your insights.
Yeah, true. Like, it just contributes to your overall engagement. So it's like the more sends you have, then the better engagement.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're just really prioritizing whatever metric gets the most eyes on and like the most time stayed on the platform and going back to someone's content. Cause it's like, if you save something, you're only going to go back to it like if at some point, like later, but maybe if you like share it, that person has eyes on it, maybe they're going to share it again. And then it's just more people. And you're probably coming back to Instagram if you have your notifications on. Like on TikTok, if someone sends you something, like you're going to click on that notification and go right back into the app. So maybe that's why. But yeah, that does make sense.
Yes, interesting. Okay, next one is in regards to ads. I don't know if you guys have noticed this yet, but Instagram is starting to put I feel like, isn't this like already a thing? Like, I'm confused. Okay. Like, I don't know what they mean by this, but I think now you're potentially being forced to watch ads on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they're putting ads like in someone's video, like a longer reel.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when you're,
because we already have ads in stories.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Oh, also in regards to ads as well, there's a setting that you can turn on basically that, okay, how do I explain this? Okay, so you have a setting in your account and you can turn it on or off. And in my opinion, you might as well turn it on because Instagram's going to do it anyway. So if someone is scrolling on your feed and they've actually clicked the post and they're scrolling through posts, you know, not just like the feed squares, but like the actual individual posts. If you're scrolling, every so often, there will be an ad. So if you turn that on in your settings, you can make, I mean, it's like, not a lot of money, but like you can make sense.
Yeah.
Off those ads that people see basically. But what I'm thinking is, even if you don't turn that on, Instagram is still going to put ads in there. Like, of course they are. That's how they make money. So you might as well turn it on so that you can make some change. I don't know, just a thought.
Wait, do you have that feature yet?
With the one I just said? Yeah.
Oh, okay. So have you seen anything from it? Like, any sense?
I think last time I checked, there was like $4 in there.
Oh, okay. I'm going to turn that on.
But then, like, maybe at the end of the year, it'll be, like, 50 or 100 bucks, you know?
How funny.
So, like, but it's, like, they're going to do ads anyway, so you might as well. And I don't think it affects your reach or engagement or feed in any type of way. Yeah. So,
yeah, might, I don't know.
So, there's that, but, yeah. So, I guess maybe that's what they mean, or maybe they're going to add ads into like people's actual content. I don't really know.
Yeah, but all of these platforms trying to monetize
so many things. I know.
There's it's just so it is Ad Central, like, truly.
But that's why the platform is like technically free for
right
us.
And I get it. It makes sense. And speaking of which,
and honestly, I feel like it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Those and you can work. Like go on paid platforms if you don't want the ads, which, speaking of which, I did just buy my first Patreon. I got the canceled Patreon because it just, they spill all the tea and I'm just like,
is there anything good?
Yeah, like,
has it been worth it yet?
I just like love their podcast and I just love watching and listening to them, and they, like, they actually like name drop heavily, so yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Oh,
and
my god, okay, you'll have to tell me the tea.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing like
But like, what is stop? Is there like a? Do you sign something or agree to some terms that you're not gonna like?
So like, they were saying that
because it's like, how does this not end up on TikTok?
Yeah, so they were saying that someone did, which I'm surprised it was only one person. One account did leak their Patreon, but they were able to immediately get it off, and also legally. Apparently, I think it's kind of a loophole where they are able to name drop because, like, they're just fully going for it. And I'm like, okay. And they keep saying because it's behind a paywall. I think because it's behind a paywall, you technically can't, like, spread this information. I don't really know the
right.
legal
like,
terms.
Like, I mean, that makes sense for so, OnlyFans. You know what I mean? Like, none of that's reposted. That's behind a paywall. And I'm sure you agree to terms when you sign up.
Yeah. So, like, they're definitely talking about the names and, like, deep
Is
stories.
Is it expensive?
What? Yeah. I mean, it's $10 a month. But it's not expensive. It's like a sweet green. I don't know. So I'm like, okay.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like that is something that brings you joy.
It really is. So I just like love their tea. So it's worth it to me. And now I'm like, what's another $10? Should I get the toast? But yeah, that's, I get it. That's why there's ads on Instagram. And if you want to give your audience less ads, then you can get a Patreon. And that's a great business strategy. But yeah.
Interesting. Okay. The next one, you guys, is shocking. It's going to blow your mind. You're going to be like, what the heck? Okay. So apparently, virtual pets. Let me say that again. Virtual pets are coming
to Instagram. What
so
does this mean?
You can potentially have a digital pet. I don't know. It's giving Tamagotchi vibes. If you guys know what that is.
I hope you do.
The only thing that's weird about this is that it said that you can add your pet to your stories and then you watch it grow as people give your stories likes. And I feel like this kind of thing gives me anxiety. Like, I would potentially love to have a virtual pet. You just have no expectations, no strings attached, like literally just a pet that I don't know what it does, but sure, it'd be fun to have. But then when you put like metrics on it like this and its growth is dependent on storylines,
yeah,
that's when it becomes stressful, because then what if one day your pet doesn't grow? That's kind of sad.
And like, what, like, are normal people who are not getting like a bunch of story likes, like, are they able to have a pet and it just never grows? Because like, no one, that's sad.
Right.
What is the point? Right. I am so curious to know the behind the scenes, like if this is just a way for creators to grow, like their connection with their audience. But like, what about the normal people? Like, how does this help them grow? Like, is it just growing their connection with their audience? Like, I don't know, but a pet is kind of insane. If TikTok gets word of this, they are going to be absolutely roasting Instagram, I feel like, for this random feature. I don't know. I like, what are they going to look like? This is so random.
Yeah. I just like.
Like, I really want to Google this really quick and see if there's any other information on this.
It
said
it started out as like a pal. They called it like a pals. And then it had like the outline of kind of a dog. But then it kind of switched to, I guess it's still called a pal actually, but it's more of like a pixely type animal looking thing.
I'm screaming.
As a sticker, so it would be in like the sticker section when you add on your stories, and the more likes that people give your stories, the more your virtual pet grows. And they also might come out with some interactive elements where you can like quote unquote play with the digital character. I truly don't know.
So random.
So we'll see if it,
I feel like there are some like new quote unquote new features that like articles talk about sometimes and they never actually get rolled out to everyone. So I wonder if this is going to be one.
They never make it all the way to anything. And I guess also Instagram hasn't even really shared anything publicly about it yet. Mm-hmm. So who knows where people get this information, but there are articles online if you Google like virtual pets for stories, basically. So okay, that is so that was definitely interesting when we saw that. It's giving like, you would think it would be for Instagram kids, but then it's like the story engagement, like, are, is that how kids, I don't know.
Yeah, just
like
interesting for sure.
It just, it's just like another thing to have to do, to have to take care of, to have to like, I don't know. It's too much sometimes. It's just too much.
Yeah.
We are exhausted over here. We're tired. Okay. And then the last feature that we're going to talk about in today's episode is they are rolling out new features for carousel posts in general. So basically you can now add text overlays for your carousel posts. So it's giving, like, you know how you go on your stories and you write texts and whatnot. It's giving, you can do that on your post now. Personally have not tried this. I don't even know if I've seen the option to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed anything? And I also don't think I've seen anyone do it.
No, I haven't seen it like through Instagram. I feel like I'm noticing a cute little trend where people are adding text on their carousel posts and they're making it very like Pinteresty. And I think that's super cute. And I wonder if that is what gave Instagram the idea to do this. But I love seeing that sometimes.
But then like, are you going to give us some cute fonts?
Right, exactly. And I just found out that the cute fonts that these girls are using, it's actually, they're writing it over with their iPad. Like, there's like an iPad like application where you're able to like write over with your handwriting on your photos, and it's so cute. And so that's how like the girls are doing it. But yeah, I have a feeling it's just going to be like the story fonts. Like, I feel like you're going to be able to, like, draw slash, like, use the story fonts on your photos.
They have an example on this link. And it's just basically, like, someone has a carousel, and then they have, like, it's all pictures from the ocean, and then, like, on the first photo it says hello, and then the second photo says from, and then the third photo says from or the ocean, so, like, hello from the ocean as you scroll.
Oh, I see.
As, like, but it looks like it's where, I'm trying to figure out, like, where is this? Like, do you just tap the photo as if you're...
Oh, yeah. So...
Like, I low-key want to, like, try to go post a photo right now and, like, see what happens. Like...
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So there's, like, a demo on this one, but it really does just look like... it's the story. The story fonts. So it looks like when...
Oh, wait. I do have
it. Oh, really?
It.
Dang. I really could use this like, feature.
Yeah, with okay. So you like go to upload your photo or whatever, and then on the top right hand corner it has the like a photo image, it has the text, it has the little magic wand icon, and then the music icon. So it looks like it's just up there, and then you click the text, and then you just like can write.
Okay, that's super interesting.
This has autocorrect. And
so I had this experience with a brand recently where I had they in the contract it says that you have to have text overlay with the brand name. It was like hashtag the brand name partner on your photos. So honestly, I wonder if it's because like this is an option now and brands are seeing it, and so it's like maybe some brands want you to add this to your carousel posts. Really sure, but that is super interesting. I feel like sometimes text is cute.
It's cute when the font is cute.
Yeah.
It's not cute when the fonts are not cute.
Yeah, so
I don't know.
Yeah, so you can add text to your posts.
Also, side note, I personally do not have a Threads account, so anytime I'm on Instagram, if I, like, see the thread previews where it's like, oh, threads you might like, and then you go through and scroll, if you click it, it, like, makes you, it just opens the thread, like, app to download, basically, so you can't ever finish reading the thread unless you sign up, and I just don't want
to. Yeah, I heard the Toast talk about that, too.
I clicked this link from this article about this update, and it took me to Threads, and I can read Threads right now.
Yeah, I know.
Now.
I actually have never been on Threads. It's giving Twitter. On desktop.
It's fully giving Twitter.
Yeah, it's literally the same. It looks the exact same.
Who has time to sit there and just scroll and read?
I actually have been going on it like every day, like once a day, and it really just seems like it's a big Instagram like discussion board. Like, but about the platform. And so I think it's super interesting, but it's like, there's a lot of random threads that people try to post now. And so it's like people just post questions. Like some of them give me anxiety and then I just can't look, but a lot of them are like, what's the most annoying thing an influencer can do? And then it's like a huge thread. And then it's like, what makes you unfollow someone? And then it's like a huge thread, or it'll be like, talking about different features on Instagram. Like, I don't really know. So I feel like it's a lot of social media managers I'm seeing that are actively using Threads every day.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that concludes our list for just recent Instagram updates. In case you weren't aware, you want to check to see if you have any of these features or if any of them have been rolled out yet. Some of them I feel like are definitely very useful and cool, and some are definitely not needed, and some are just so random. I'm like, what is going on? But yeah, that's that on that, basically. Yeah. So do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week is, I think her name is Elser, which is such a cool name. I have not heard of that name before. But her handle is ElserMoira, Elser Moira. So pretty. We just really appreciate you, Elser, because she shouted us out on her Instagram story, which is so sweet. And that just makes our day every time we see it. So thank you so much. And if you guys want to check her out, she has over 100K on YouTube, which is amazing. She is a lifestyle.
So insane. Like, that's so cool.
It's so hard to get there. She's a lifestyle and book content queen. Love that. And she is just super cute and has really cute style. So shout out to you, Elser. We appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate when you guys share and shout us out. It really helps us and our podcast reach new people. So we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But I think that's pretty much a wrap on today's episode. Thank you guys for listening, especially if you made it all the way through. We love you guys so much and hope you have an amazing rest of your week this week. And we will be back next week. And I'm just trying to think, is that all the things? Our South of France trip is closed. We're so excited. Yeah. We have such an amazing group of girlies going. Mm-hmm. You're traveling. I'm staying home. And
yeah, we're pretty, also we're pretty caught up on Facebook group member requests. If you, though, didn't fill out, there are some girls that are not filling out like the email or the Instagram handle. So if you have not been accepted into the group and you didn't fill those out, that's probably why. So if you can refill that out, that would be amazing. And yeah, just wanted to say
that. I feel like we just do that for kind of security purposes, and we just like vet everyone real quick. Mm-hmm. Take a look, just make sure we're creating a safe space for everyone there. So that's just the reasoning for it, just so you guys mm-hmm. know. But yeah, hope you guys have an amazing week, and we will chat in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.